fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, veg-embracing viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hotuf, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Sinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the United Nations provided millions of U.S. dollars in aid to Sri Lanka. In education news, a research study shows music has a beneficial influence on academic achievements. In humanitarian news, Libya supports farmers in Ghana. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, March the 4th, acclaimed Baroque composer and virtuoso violinist Antonio Lucio Vivaldi was born in Venice, Italy in 1678. Vivaldi, who became an ordained priest in 1703, was a music director for the Devout Hospital of Mercy, an orphanage which gained an esteemed international reputation with Vivaldi's leadership. He was a prolific composer, having created sonatas, operas, and over 500 concertos. His most famous concerto, The Four Seasons, and the hymn Gloria in D Major are still widely performed and recorded to the joy of many. May beautiful music such as Vivaldi's continue to grace and uplift our planet.
Fly in News.
Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from the Dominican Republic and Jamaica. In February, with more than 8,000 hectares of food crops lost to rainwater and mudslides, communities in the Dominican Republic's Santiago province coped with food shortages along with some 2,000 homes that were left in need of repair. Heavy rains had also struck the nearby Caribbean island of Jamaica, where there were reports of villages isolated in the mountainous areas. Concerned for those victims who had not yet been reached, on February 12, Supreme Master Ching Hai had pledged a $20,000 donation if our association could go to the affected areas. This could purchase an equivalent of approximately $137,000 in supplies in the United States, based on the region's general cost of living. Our association's relief team from the United States conducted relief work in multiple areas in the Dominican Republic. Travel costs of $1,970 were covered by our association members. In Santiago province, basic food items and personal hygiene supplies were delivered to at least 600 families. Cooperative government officials expressed their gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai on behalf of the relief recipients.
En verdad se lo agradecemos mucho y le agradecemos a Dios que hayan personas como ustedes que se ocupen y se acuerden de tantas personas necesitadas. De verdad que son personas muy lindas y de nuevo le damos la gracia a la Maestra Suprema Ching Hai.
Maestra, en nombre de todos los dominicanos, en nombre de la Defensa Civil de la República Dominicana, muchas gracias por este aporte hacia toda esta familia que en estos momentos lo necesitan. Gracias, Maestra Suprema Changai.
In Jamaica, our association's relief team spoke with different officials and did their best to assess the situation. They found that no urgent aid related to the landslides was needed. We are grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's boundless care for human beings, no matter where they live. We also thank our association's relief team, who put forth their best to convey both aid and love to those most in need. We pray for the continued safety of the Dominican and Jamaican people as they work to restore their everyday lives, and that such disasters lessen as we expand in more compassion toward our fellow beings.
Heavy rains devastate Peruvian village. As torrential rains fell upon southern Peru, a fatal landslide brought an avalanche of rock and mud crashing down on the remote village of Juan Chumay in the province of Carabaya. Approximately 50 homes were crushed, at least 13 people lost their lives, 5 others were injured, and an estimated 30 to 35 people are still missing, with many roads in the area still blocked. The Peruvian army is assisting with helicopter rescue efforts. Our appreciation to the Peruvian Army's quick efforts to aid the afflicted. Our heartfelt sympathies to the loved ones of those lost to these disturbing rain events. We pray for the quick recovery of those affected as we expand our benevolent regard towards all beings so that our world may be spared tragic events such as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Country's President remembered. President João Bernardo Vieira of Guinea-Bissau has departed at the age of 69. President Vieira served several terms as the country's head of state, starting in 1980. His goals for the nation, as stated in his most recent 2005 inauguration, were to achieve economic development and national reconciliation. We convey our sincere condolences to the family and loved ones of President Vieira, as well as the saddened citizens of Guinea-Bissau. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's eternal love and grace.
Johannesburg Fresh Produce Market feeds those in need. At a time when food prices have risen by 36%,
The fresh produce market of South Africa's largest city, Johannesburg, has partnered with the city government in preparing 9,000 food hampers for distribution to disadvantaged households throughout the urban region. The hampers are filled with fresh produce items that also provide abundant nutrition, including cabbage, carrots, onions, butternut squash, and potatoes. What a wonderful and caring idea, Johannesburg Fresh Produce Market and City of Johannesburg. Heaven bless both you and the deserving recipients with vibrant health and fulfilling reward.
Global Community pledges fund to rebuild Gaza. During an international conference hosted by Egypt, donors from around the world pledged nearly $3 billion in funds for the reconstruction of Gaza and to assist the Palestinian Authority. Donors included the European Union, $554 million, the US, $900 million, Saudi Arabia, $1 billion, Qatar, $250 million, United Arab Emirates, $174 million, United Kingdom, $42 million, Australia, $12.9 million, Russia, which is donating food, medicine and vehicles, Japan, Italy and Turkey. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton emphasized the need for the donations to support a regional harmony, stating our response to today's crisis in Gaza cannot be separated from our broader efforts to achieve a comprehensive peace.
Secretary Clinton has taken it on very seriously, very clear that she wants to really go back and work with us also for things to happen on the ground. Because it is as important to get things done on the ground as it is, of course, to have the political process there. Now we hope that the Egyptians, who are working very strongly, get a chance to get this reconciliation going, a national unity government going, together with all the other partners. And maybe another item that is very important is the Arab Peace Initiative. This has to be on the table.
Worldwide donors, Providence bless your kind generosity. Surely such resounding support from across the globe will help bring lasting stability and peace for all in the Middle East.
Chinese pop star promotes veg to save the planet. Vegan Chinese female singer and songwriter Long Quan recently topped the charts for mainland singers with her new single, The Queen of Lohas. Known for her originality and creativity, Long Quan has been a vegetarian for 10 years and is calling on the world to protect animals and the environment through a lifestyle of health and sustainability, or LOHAS.
The Queen of Lohas will be distributed along with the annual special edition of Lohas magazine across China. Wearing colorful fruits and vegetables as jewelries, Long Quan said, "I hope everyone can listen to this music and help me and help the earth. Help all those children to still have the opportunity to realize their dreams. Help all those cute animals. Help yourself and those you love in this time of global warming, in a time of crisis." Our heartfelt applause, young artist Long Quan, for your noble spirit in seeking to awaken and benefit both humanity and the planet through music. May your star continue to shine through your clear and melodious voice, bringing uplifting messages to our world.
Save our planet. Indonesia risks losing islands due to climate change. With global warming accelerating, Indonesian Institute of Science, or LIPI, researcher Dwi Fortuna Anwar has stated that the outermost islands of the nation are in great danger of being submerged due to rising sea levels. With a total of 17,504 islands, some of which are thought to have already been lost to the sea, it is anticipated that a 1 meter rise in sea level would cause 2,000 islands to completely sink, along with the disappearance of 405,000 hectares of coastal land. Our sincere sympathies for those whose lives are impacted by the encroaching coastal waters of climate change. We pray that measures for sustainable living are adopted in nations worldwide for the renewed stability of all lives. In December 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke with our association members about the international threat of sinking islands and other calamities linked to global warming.
We have already at least 18 islands already sink under the sea, 6 meters under sea already. And another 2,000 are sinking.
Or at risk of sinking.
It's more or less like that. It will be many places. Earthquakes are everywhere now. Storm, flood everywhere, more than ever before. Every day you see on Supreme Master TV, always something.
People begin vegetarian a lot because they want to save the planet. And saving planet means saving lives.
Save Our Planet. Ajuban magazine spotlights the meat and climate change connection. In his article Low Carbon Diet, author Mike Tidwell furnishes many connections between food choices, in particular meat, and climate change effects. Mr. Tidwell is the director for Chesapeake Climate Action Network in the US, as well as a writer and filmmaker on global warming-related issues. In his article, he states that not only are animal products very carbon and energy intensive, but their waste byproducts such as methane and nitrous oxide are far more potent greenhouse gases than carbon dioxide. He thus advises eating little or no meat in order to truly mitigate climate change. We are grateful, Mr. Tidwell and Ajuban magazine, for informing readers about this essential way to curb global warming. Let us all make conscious choices such as these to preserve our earthly home for our children and future generations.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of some aspects of health and healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Cow dye.
The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him, involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible, blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that ploughs your field. Tract of the quiet way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. There will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Save our planet. Line up for The Green announced. US-based television network Sundance Channel has announced this season's schedule for its premier primetime programming, The Green. This year's focus will be on simple, affordable, and enjoyable ways to lead eco-friendly lifestyles. Programs to look forward to include Eco Trip, The Real Cost of Living, which reveals the environmental, social, and health costs of everyday items, and Flow for the Love of Water, an award-winning documentary by Irina Salina that addresses the current global water crisis. What exciting news! Many thanks, Sundance Channel, for your constructive and creative eco-programming. We wish much enjoyment for viewers nationwide in connecting with the myriad ways that we can live more sustainably on the Earth.
Save our planet. Tibet seeks to protect glacier region. As one of the most important water sources in Asia, the Qinghai-Tibet Plateau has been declining by an alarming 7% annually due to global warming. Tibet's autonomous regional government has thus decided to invest more than $65 million to help protect the region. The funds will go toward the safeguarding of forests and water supplies, as well as the promotion of clean energy. Our sincere appreciation, Tibet Autonomous Region, for your endeavors to preserve this vital glacier region. May the warm-hearted Tibetan people flourish in natural harmony with the environment.
During an international retreat in May 2007, Supreme Master Ching Hai shared some practical tips for maintaining daily comfort while conserving resources at the same time.
You don't need to take shower every day, you know. You can use a dry cleaning system. Wipe with the baby towel, wet towel first. One or two wet towel enough. And then you wipe yourself again with the wet towel from water. And you clean. Smell nice every day. Good enough. And you bath once a month. Or once a year. Or once a week. Or once every 2 weeks. The clothes, you can wipe it. You know, also, you don't have to change and wash every day. Keep yourself clean like that and save a lot of money and resource for the earth, for the planet.
Save Our Planet. Addressing an international agricultural conference, Nigeria's Minister of Agriculture and Water Resources, Sayadi Abaruma, highlighted his country's accomplishments and future goals while cautioning that development of genetically modified food should be avoided.
Save our planet. California, USA Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has declared a statewide drought emergency and asked urban dwellers to reduce water usage 20% while other conservation methods are being developed.
Save our planet. China doubles subsidies for energy-efficient light bulbs this year, making 100 million bulbs available and conserving millions of tons of carbon emissions, as well as billions of kilowatt-hours of electricity.
Hello, it's me, Angelo, the vegan Great Crested Grebe. I am one of the elusive stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I would like to share a tip with you on helping the environment. Please support the restoration of older buildings in your town. This not only helps preserve the cultural heritage of your area, but can also reduce the resources and energy that would be needed to construct a new building. With eco-friendly renovations, the existing structure can continue to enhance your community for years to come. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for your attention. And here's the weather around our lovely globe.
In world news, Sri Lanka received $125 million in aid from the United Nations in 2008. At the conclusion of the annual review of the United Nations Development Assistance Framework, Mr. Neil Boone, the United Nations resident humanitarian coordinator, said the funds would help Sri Lanka attain its Millennium Development Goals and the National Development Plan. He stated, "This process integrates the UN's development activities so that we can best help as a team of partners to bring the fruits of development to all Sri Lankans. We salute you, the United Nations, and God bless your dedication to helping countries around the world. May all flourish in peace and sustainability."
In education news, a study demonstrates the beneficial effect of music on scholastic achievement. Research conducted by Ms. Darby E. Southgate and Dr. Vincent Rossigno of the Ohio State University in Columbus, USA, showed that music greatly enhanced students' reading and mathematics skills. This was found to be especially true for high school students. The study has been published in the Social Science Quarterly Journal. Our many thanks, Ms. Southgate and Dr. Rossigno, for your helpful study. May melodies, both outer and inner, enrich all our lives. Up next on Noteworthy News, Libya supports agriculture production in Ghana. There is a dog at the door. We'll be back. Stay tuned for more comforting news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, conducive news for an intelligent world. In humanitarian news, Libya helps enhance farming methods in Ghana. The Libyan government and the Ministry of Food and Agriculture of Ghana are collaborating in the Green Project, which supports agricultural production in Ghana's northern region. Libya has donated 10 tractors to be used for plowing and will also assume responsibility for the fuel and maintenance costs. Libya plans to implement this program in all African countries to help increase the continent's self-reliance on food. We sincerely laud you, Libya and Ministry of Food and Agriculture of Ghana, for working together to bring about an improved agricultural sector in Ghana. May nations move forward hand in hand into a bright future for all inhabitants of our planet.
Let's share some fun and laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, "The Boyfriend."
Two girls met each other in a supermarket. Lisa asks, "Oh, I haven't seen your boyfriend with you lately. What happened?" Elizabeth said, "Oh, you know, he lost all his money gambling." Lisa said, "You must feel very sorry for him, huh?" Elizabeth said, "Yeah, he will miss me too much."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Hi, everybody, especially Supreme Master Ching Hai. The environmental situation seems critical, and the time for action is running out. Therefore, I would like to propose Supreme Master Television to check the credibility of the system for production of H2O gas, Rhodes gas or brown gas. In case these systems are really capable of creating a zero-emission, highly combustible gas on demand by simply dividing water into hydrogen and oxygen, which can be stored together at ambient temperature and at low pressure, then they should be given some publicity. Shouldn't they be implemented in industrial devices such as engines as soon as possible? Taxes should be collected by some ways other than through fuel purchase. But will taxes save life on the planet from methane release and other dangers which the living species are to face? Thank you for your care for the benefit of our planet. I sincerely appreciate your doing. I believe you can awaken many more people. Thank you, Damjan from Slovenia.
Greetings, Damjan. Our thanks for your sincere concern. Supreme Master Qinghai has personally replied to you.
Dearest Damjan, we will check and air the result as soon as we can. Of course, Veg is the answer, not much else. We're trying hard to inform everyone. We may still make it, God's willing. Love you and Slovenia, the home of the great president, Drnovšek. Love, love.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in divine grace.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
China, India and Brazil have been included in the Technical Committee of the International Organization of Securities Commissions, a global financial regulation forum.
To support the Committee on Missing Persons in Cyprus in their identification and reunion tasks, Turkish Cypriot leader Mehmet Ali Talat donated $50,000.
United Nations agencies have distributed more than $7 million to thousands of Palestinian families for home repair or construction.
A survey finds that 20% of companies in the United States have pet-friendly policies, allowing employees to bring well-behaved animal companions to work.
The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, signed agreements with Australia, New Zealand and South Korea on a range of trade matters.
Egyptian Mohamed Abu Trika is presented with the prestigious BBC African Footballer of the Year award for his stellar talent and inspiring achievements.
India's External Affairs Ministry confirms its full support for relocating civil war refugees from Sri Lanka, as well as providing medical supplies and assistance to those in need.
Several US astronomers analyzing photographs from the Phoenix Mars lander discover droplets that look like natural condensation of water along the equipment's metal struts.
In northern Iran's Kalar Mound, archaeologists discover an ancient cylinder seal that is at least 3,500 years old, which is believed to have been used in business and trade.
Indonesia's Culture and Tourism Minister and Cambodia's Minister of Culture and Fine Arts signed an agreement for mutual development and collaboration. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.